Ernie Rizzo, a Chicago private eye, says he's been working on the case for the Chandler family.
It was an unwholesome relationship from day one. And it was a courting. As far as I'm concerned, he was courting this 13-year-old boy. Had the 13-year-old boy have been a 35-year-old woman, it had been a beautiful relationship. But that's not what happened here.
It's unusual for a 35-year-old man to sleep with youngsters. That's true. It's also unusual for a 35-year-old man to go out to UCLA here in Los Angeles and observe brain surgeries. Michael's done that. Also unusual for a 35-year-old man to have his own amusement park at his own home. Michael Jackson is a very unusual person, but he's not a child molester.
This is Jackson's latest video. As so often, he portrays himself with children. There's no doubt he loves them. The big issue is, in what way?
I'm not going to spend my life being a co-op.
Michael has always been fascinated with children, for years, openly so. It's not been a secret. It's not been a secret obsession that we're just now discovering as a result of this investigation. It's always been just part of what Michael is.
Wherever Jackson goes, he's mobbed by children. And there's no doubting his devotion to helping them. Here, he's visiting orphans in Romania.
I want to tell the children of the world, you are all our children. Each one of you is my child, and I love you all.
He's launched an international charity, the Heal the World Foundation, with the aim of raising $100 million for children. He's been heaped with awards for his work.
I accept this award on behalf of all the children of the world.
I'm very, very honored. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
On Sunday, Heal the World held its first event in Britain at a Yorkshire theme park. Its primary aim was to raise money for child victims of the war in Bosnia. But it also provided a platform for loyal Jackson fans to voice support for their hero.
I think who he is and what he's doing for the children, I think it's brilliant.
He's given a light, it's like a light that people can try and reach and push their lives back from.
Everything he does is clean and healthy, his image, his dancing, his songs, everything. Some groups portray a bad image in that bad society, and he just does nothing but good for the world. And if he does good for the world, he's the right person for me.
The message you guys get across now, people are actually like more aware of what the world's problems, everything, and like that's a good thing. Like,
and there's one person that's done that.
That's right.
One person. There must be something special about him, don't you think? More special than weird.
Michael Jackson arrives at Euro Disney. With him is his little friend Brett Barnes, an 11-year-old fan who travelled the world with the star. There's another side to Jackson's interest in children. He invites them to stay with him and travel everywhere with him. Brett Barnes now says that he used to sleep in the same bed as Jackson.
I was on one side, he was on the other. It's a this big bed.
You have to understand that for Michael to sleep in a bed with a bunch of kids, for Michael to do it is not unusual. It is just the way he is. He has no guilty conscience where this is concerned. Otherwise, he would not have been quite so open about it. The parents of these children knew what was going on the whole time. They endorsed it, and they were satisfied that they could trust their children with Michael.
I was wondering if he would be my girl.
Oh, Michael.
Jackson has always portrayed himself as a heterosexual man. Over the years, he's strengthened this image and now makes quite overtly sexy videos.